We have spoken the last two Sundays about that sacrament, and I speak about that sacrament again this morning in the context of our gospel, to be sure, and from the vantage point of the question that comes up perennially, why do we have to confess to a priest? Why can't we just go directly to Jesus, as it were? This gospel gives us insight, because this gospel account of the raising of Lazarus, it's a familiar one, isn't it? We hear this gospel frequently at funeral liturgies. And this account of Jesus raising up Lazarus and telling the sisters of Lazarus that he is indeed the resurrection and the life. This is of great consolation to those who mourn the loss of loved ones. This gospel is very much an image of the church at prayer. Notice that it is Martha and Mary who tell Jesus that their brother is seriously ill. And they ask him to come to their home. And even after Lazarus has died, they continue to plead with the Lord. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that what you ask of God, God will give. They plead with him. This image of the church at prayer for the man who is in the tomb, the man for whom there is no hope. This is an image for us to consider, because the church continues to pray for those who are in the tomb. The church continues to intercede and to ask the Lord Jesus to rescue those who are in darkness, those who seemingly have no hope. The church here on earth, to be sure, and the church united with the church in heaven, the saints above who intercede for us, especially our most blessed Virgin Mary, our mother, who was entrusted by her Son from the cross to pray for us poor sinners now and at the hour of our death. If you have been in the tomb, if you were buried because of alcoholism or drug abuse, or some other type of addiction, if you know what darkness is and you now see the light, it is because of the prayer of the church. It's because people were praying for you. If you have come back to the church in this past year, or if you are joining the church at Easter, it is because the church has been praying for you. If you have returned to the sacrament of penance after a long time away, it is because the church has been praying for you. If you have experienced conversion of heart, it is because of the church at prayer. If you have had a good Lent, it is because the church has been praying that this season of Lent would be a time of rebirth and renewal. If you have just barely survived and are hanging on to the edge of the cliff with your fingernails, the fact that you have not fallen into the abyss is a sign that the church is praying for you. And if you are wondering right now how you are going to survive whatever it is that is afflicting you, you can trust that you will make it because of the church at prayer. This gospel of the raising of Lazarus through the prayer of his sisters, this gospel that is an image of the church at prayer, gives us a beautiful insight into the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, and that question, why do we need to go to the priest for forgiveness? You see, we are knit together as the body of Christ. We are in him. And because of our relationship with him, we are bound together as members of the body of Christ. And as such, every one of our actions has an effect on all of the other members of the body of Christ. Every virtuous deed, every work of mercy, every prayer has an effect upon the body of Christ. So too does every sin have a negative effect upon the body of Christ. It is not simply a matter of going to the Lord and thinking that that takes care of it. We must also be reconciled with the body of Christ. And this we experience through the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. I once had someone in RCIA, a very devout person, who really got it and understood the sacraments and understood up here the importance of going to confession. But she confided in me that she was having trouble bringing herself to go to see a priest. She said, I've just never had this experience in being raised Presbyterian, and it's just one of these things. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it. Isn't there some other way to take care of this? And I said, well, I said, if you're really serious about this, we could petition the Archbishop, and probably we'd have to petition the Pope himself, that you could experience the sacrament of penance the way that the early church experienced the sacrament of penance, the way that sins were taken care of during the first 5 or 6 centuries of the church. And she said, tell me more, tell me more. And I said, well, back then they didn't go to the priest. Tell me more, tell me more. Well, back then, if you wish to be reconciled with the church, every Sunday during the season of Lent, you took your place at the door of the church, and kneeling down and with arms outstretched and head bowed, you prayed for the forgiveness of those who passed by. We could go back to that if you'd like. She said, I think I'd rather go to you, Father. From the earliest days, the church has had the awareness that sin is not just about something between ourselves and the Lord, but sin affects the body of Christ. And so the Lord has instituted the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. And the Lord has given to the priests of the church the power of the keys by which what is loosed here on earth is loosed in heaven. And we have this beautiful opportunity, including the ones coming up this week, to speak our mind and our heart to a priest who stands in the place of Christ and who stands in the place of the church. We can go to a priest we know well, or we can go to a priest we will never see again. We can go face to face. We can go behind the screen, whichever is easier for you. We can confess our sins, knowing that the seal of confession obliges the priest absolutely. He may never speak a syllable of what you confess to anyone else, period. This is the sacrament through which we find the forgiveness of our mortal sins, the forgiveness that spares us the pains of hell. This is the sacrament through which we find forgiveness of our venial sins, so that our venial sins do not turn into something worse. This is the sacrament through which we find the grace that we need to do better, and I doubt that any one of us will ever get a better offer. The church interceded with the Lord Jesus, and Lazarus was raised from the dead. The church continues to intercede with the Lord Jesus so that poor sinners might turn their backs on all those things that cause only emptiness and sadness and turn toward the Lord Jesus, who alone is our hope.